Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Share a few stories, if you would, from folks who've just been so deeply impacted by worshiping together, being in community in a multi-ethnic setting.
Yeah, well, gosh, you know, if people are interested, go to transformationchurch.tc or the Transformation Church's YouTube webpage, and we have all types of testimonies that I could share. But one in particular I want to share is after a church service, a young white man in his mid-30s was running literally towards me, and as he got closer, I seen snot was dangling from his nose. And so I was like, okay, what would Jesus do? You know, Jesus would probably make the snot disappear. Or is this guy going to try to fight me? Am I going to have to protect myself? And as I'm thinking, before I know it, he's hugging me. I don't know what happened to the snot, but he was hugging me. And he said, I can't believe I'm in church. I can't believe my pastor is black. Because I don't even like black people, but I love Jesus.
Wow.
And the backstory to that story is his fiance came to Transformation Church one Easter, came to faith. She had been inviting her boyfriend, who became a fiance, for months and months, and he said, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go see that N-word.
My goodness.
And eventually he came. And he said, the more I listen to you, I tried to reject what you were saying, but the love of Christ just broke me down. So anyway, I ended up baptizing those two. They both come from years of addiction. His fiance had spent time in prison. And I ended up officiating their wedding. And the fiance asked me, she said, Pastor Derwin, this is a white couple. Pastor Derwin, will you walk me down the aisle because my father disowned me? So I'm walking her down the aisle, and as I'm walking towards the aisle, the former racist who Jesus transformed into a gracist is weeping and crying. No snot this time.
That's good.
He's in his little tux, and he's weeping and crying.
Oh.
I drop her off with him, and I scoot around to the pulpit, and I say, who gives this woman away? Then I sprint it back over to where she was, and I say, I do. Then I sprint back, and I officiate the wedding. And so that's one portrait of what we've seen, but we have God's been very, very generous to us, and we have a lot of stories where the gospel of Jesus Christ not just saved individuals and transformed their lives, but have created this heavenly community in the present. And that has been an incredible witnessing tool for our church, and it's also helped in our discipleship. You know, Jesus said, go make disciples of all ethnos, of all ethnic groups. He was talking to Jewish boys. So all ethnos were non-Jews. So you and I are stretched when we associate with people who are different and we're proclaiming the gospel, and as we're stretched, God fills those stretched spaces with grace, and we become the ones that are growing.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.